Okay, but I will start the sugya. Sugya Sachubim. As we left off last year, it's very not clear from the Gemara itself what the Gemara wants us to take out of the sugya. On Nun Zayin, there's a totally different memra. Completely different memra, which Rabbi Chaim Levitz has a big harichas on. Our Gemara, if you read our Gemara starts like this. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mai Dechsiv Ashri Odom Befachi Tomit, Umakshe Libo Yipo Bro. It sounds like the Ganze Maise, the Limud, the Musar Haskel of the Sugya, is to be Mefachit. Not to take things lightly. To have Pachat. And that, the Gemara says, Akamtzu ba'akamtzu chorv Yerushalayim. You go through the Maise from Kamtzu ba'akamtzu. So when you read the Ganze Maise, first of all, it seems like the Iker Taina should be on the one that called him. Ahu Gavra Drachmi Kamtzu, Yubaldav Ovi ba'akamtzu. Yena Ahu Gavra, right? Such a mushkis. He was such a mushkis that at the end of the day, he was ready to give up the whole suda. Guy was ready to pay for a suda. The chfot ayid. The guy's ready to pay you for the whole suda. And he turned down the whole thing. So that means the baal devove, the sinner he had for this person was tremendous. Tremendous. So this is how gavra is dachti ikhiel. Right? Kamtze, like we said in the past, Kamtze doch gar nicht getan. From the simple reading of the sugi, Kamtze wasn't even by the sugi. He didn't come at the end. He wasn't invited, he didn't come. And the world of that itself was a time he should have come anyway, whatever. That's already a daka shibadaka. That's a daka shibadaka. But for some reason, the Gemara is being malamayan from the Ahu Gavra. What's the Ahu Gavra that has such an enemy? And Fakir, the Bar Kamsa, was ready to be Mevat, because the Shliach comes to him. Gegangen is a Geb to Bar Kamsa. Also, Isilei Bar Kamsa. He went up talking to Bar Kamsa. And Omalei, Michti Ahu Gavr, Baldavovi Dahu Gavr, my boy, so by the time when he got to the Suda, Ahu Gavra said, what are you doing here? The Medayik, that he didn't even talk to him. He was such a soine. If you look at the Lashon HaGemara, he was such a soine, he wouldn't even talk to him. He spoke to him in third party, and it wasn't else he was giving him COVID. He said, Michti. The Lashon that he uses over here, Michti. Ahu Gavra, who's the Ahu Gavra? You. He wouldn't even say you, because that would be too much chibah. He won't even address him because that's too much chibur. Ahu Gavra, Yene is a baal devove, Ahu Gavra. He didn't want to put it, you, me, and you. I'm not even going to mention us. I'm going to make a lamashal. What's two sudden? Because evav the mares from sudden. Throws him out of the sudden. That's what comes out at the end. Palga sudden, ganza sudden. So before you get anywhere in the sugya, we'll get to the sequel where the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to put the blame on the Pshari, ain't it for the Gedele Ador? Nothing to do with Sinas Chinam. Nothing to do with Sinas Chinam. Later on in Zion, there's a member from Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar over there talks about Godel Koyach Habusha. The Chaim Shmuel Levitz Hatzal uses this a lot in the Sichas Ala Torah, actually in this past parsha, on V'lovin V'chatzeres V'dizov. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz is aiming on the fact that even when Moshe had to give to Echocha to Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to mevayish them. He said a bermiza. Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, God will koyach habusha. Busha is achub. God will koyach habusha. So the Gemara says in Gittin, God will koyach habusha, This thing says later, not in El Suyan, in Zion. Because of the busha that Bar Kamsa received, Sia, Lord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him to be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not our Gemara. That's the Chalagans from under the Gemara. That Gemara is not talking about Asher and Mefachet Tomit. That Gemara doesn't say anything to do with Zchai ben Avkulis. Those are Bazunda the Sugya. We tend to make a challenge from these two sugyas. Because if anybody asks you, when you go through the sugya of Kamsa and Baal Kamsa, so the way you understand it is that the Chumna happened because Hahu Gavra, that was Mavaza, Baal Kamsa. Obviously, the Hahu Gavra doesn't even have a name in the sugya. They don't even give him a name. Kamsa b'chlal l'gol et k'nshayches. He didn't even come. Pashtas. He didn't even come. When Baal Kamsa was ready to be nispayas, Baal Kamsa came to a suda of his enemy. He was ready to be nispayas. So it's true. At the end, he did a terrible thing. It's true. Oh, but he was ready to be nispayas. Shana. Da'ahu gavu doch given as a uvos hotas mit mefachei tomet. Ashrei mefachei tomet. And obviously he holds it so poshut that Rabbi Yechanan didn't have to be masber to us. He didn't even have to explain to us. What does Kamsa bar Kamsa have to do with Ashrei Mefachei Tomet? Ein shum shaychas b'neihem. There's no shaychas. The Gemara says, at the end, after they brought the behemoth, zok the Gemara, kikumtze beis hamigdash, Maisi, he put in a mum, either Dirk and Shabayan, Chavetz Chaim is Masber, either Keneged Ayin Hora, Ayin Rona people have in other people, or Svasayim is Lashon Hora. See, even the mum was Mesamel, the Begam of Klal Yisrael. Sov Rabbonin la'akruve mishum sholim alchus. Rabbonin held, it's Makrav HaKol, sholim alchus. Shalom Malchus doesn't stand in Shalom Malchus. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Pashtus Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh. Omol hu Reb Scharya ben Avkulos yoimu balimum in Chayvu Gabi Mizbeach. That's Nishkenes. Yoimu balimum in Chayvu Gabi Mizbeach. They're going to say that you can put a balimum on a Mizbeach. So. So what? When a guy drives an ambulance on Shabbos to save another Eid, does he have to think Sova as Metzogon as Mekem Echal Shabbos? Pikuach Nefesh. See, then people make a mistake. You tell me that if I do an Aver, but walk on Pikuach Nefesh, so what? That's a Mam Shapel of Vosat the Dog out. Rebuch Moch Rezachi is a Chetzadik Livrochem. They both held that he held at the Kiddush Hashem, Himlish Zachar. He held the Kiddush Hashem of protecting Klai Yisrael from making the mistake, would say it, would protect. But it's a Kiddush Nifla. What was Chayav and Avkulis talking about? It's such a Kiddush that some of the Achronim say, Taka, such a Kiddush. Which was Shlomo Zalman Paskin clear, not like that. Not like Rebbe Chonon. Rebbe Chonon Vassaman Zatzal is mashma that Pikuach Nefesh is not doicha anything. What does that mean, it's not doicha anything? You're not going to be over any Averis for Pikuach Nefesh. The Vos, Pemoko Pikuach Nefesh, not an Aver. What do you mean? Chuyo, Hutra, look at this. He's not going into that. It's not an Aver. But Mokum Pikuach Nefesh, not an Aver. Zok, Rebbe Chonon, light Lu Yitzur, there would be a way that the chilul that you're going to do to save this individual is going to make Jews do a real Aver. So I'll give you an example. You have a doctor, he's a friar doctor, in Shabbos. by this patient going to this doctor, he's not just going to do Chil Shabbos to save the guy. He's going to go onto his computer, he'll do kol lavim that have nothing to do with the pikuach nefesh. But it's the only way to see the doctor. Rebbe Chonon held, there's another example that they had, a guy went to the hospital, and there were two doctors, and the friar doctor was far more superior, medically speaking. This is in Eretz Yisrael. Far more superior than the frum doctor. And one of the dayonim was going b'darko shel Rebbe Chonon, and he held on Shabbos, you hear a chiddush? You can't go to the doctor that's going to do things that have nothing to do with the pikuach nefesh. He's tam with Mechal Shabbos. Of this Rebbe Chonon. I mean, it's a chiddush neira. It's a chiddush neira. Because pashtus, whatever aver is going to happen, with Naiv, that's also nechal, that happens with pikuach nefesh. The Chiddush Nifla from Rebbe Chonon. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin's Kor not like that. And it's brought down also Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa not like that. Pikuach Nefesh. So if you learn like Rebbe Chonon in the Kovetz Haaretz, then the Al Gemara works. Reb Zecharia was worried that in the future they're going to bring Bali Mumim Lomizbeach Shaloi B'mokayim Shalom Malchus. Yoimu Bali Mumim Kreivu L'gabi Mizbeach. So that's at least what he thought. That was his thought process. Right. Otherwise, very, very zeyishver. The Gemara comes out, so they said, okay, Mabshai, you're fine. You want to be a kanoi in Hilchos Shomer Yomim? So let's kill him, he's a roidiv. This bar comes, he's a roidiv. Kill him. Savra Bamal Miktale. Amul Zecharia, Yemu Bali Mumim, Matal Mumba Kotchim Yehorek. Right, there'll be a problem. Yemu Bali Mumim. They're going to say, Dover Nifla. Dover Nifla. Someone in the Sugya, like the Marshal. The Marshal says that a person has to give up his life not to manipulate the emes of terror, the truth of terror. You have to give up your life. In other words, if the authenticity of terror would be compromised, you have to give up your life. They bring a raya from the Gemaras that talk about where they were metargim the Torah, where they taught the Torah, and the end was that the goyim had one objection, shor shel nochri, that was mazik shor shel yisrael chayev bein tam bein muid, and the shor yisrael shehizik shor nochri dech potter. For Shteitzach, the goyim weren't very happy with that psak, right? That's very, very unconstitutional. They were not happy. In fact, the Marshal in Bava Kamma asked the Marshal, why didn't they just fake it? Why didn't they fake it? Tell the leave this, don't tell the goy this halacha. Elamai, the goy asked him, what's the halacha? So tell him whatever you have to tell him. Zok the Marshal, a Jew has to give up his life not to falsify the Torah. That's the Marshal's Hachidish. So Andor, some wanted to say that, even though this is not falsifying anything here, but if there would be a perception that would come out, then this would basically be the next step after the Marshal. In other words, not only do you have to give up your life not to outright manipulate the Torah, but even if what you're going to do is going to manipulate the Torah, the authenticity of the Torah, Yomu Matal Mum Bekotchim is Chayav Misa. For that, you have to give up. Oh, that's the Pesachari hole. So the Gemara concludes, and the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and Vasanusoi Shal Reb Sachariya Ben Avkula Sechrivo Es Beisenu Vesorfa Secholeinu. Unbelievable Gemara. So what happened to all the Sinas Chinim Sukkis? Seems to have nothing to do with that. If you learn this Gemara even contradicts the Gemara in Zion, Godol Koyach HaBusha. That the Gemara says that, Koyach HaBusha, because look, it was Messiah Bar Kamsa. What do you mean? There's nothing to do with that. It's Harim. Reb Zchariah just would have been more shtolz. He would have killed him. Then the chumud. That's the mashmoyes of the Gemara. Azoy, that's the mashmoyes of the Gemara.
Mohan of Yankov Zatzal had an interesting way the way he learned this, but I'm going to get to a
different lekach, but I'll tell you what he said. He wanted to learn the Lashon is Siyah. The Lashon Siyah means Itaka was all because they were Mavayish Parkamtsa. That was Misayeya that Zchariah ben Avkula should make this toss. Yenebushe was Misayeya. I mean, how did Zchariah ben Avkula do this? Yenebushe. That Busha started the whole thing. It was that Busha.
But again, when you look at the sugya in totality, each part of the sugya you could be mechatech. When we look at the sugya in totality, it's very hard to understand what is the hemshech of the Gemara. And how do we bridge the gap between this sugya and the Gemara in Yuma? The Gemara in Yuma is very clear that it was al sinas chinuch.
And this Gemara doesn't say anything about sinas chinuch. And even if you're going to learn, that the nekuda of the sinas chinuch was the Ahu Gavra, doesn't even talk about him, and it only talks about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And Rashi says Shnei Yehudim. We're talking about these two Jews, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. What's this? It's a Shapella. So there's a medrash in Eicha Rabosi that will shed a little bit light, but after we go through that medrash, we'll try to open up the door to understand the whole musig of sinas chinam, the whole concept. How could it be? How is it possible that the churban habayis was because of sinas chinam? And the Gemara says shkula. How can that be? We're all balei halacha. We all live by halacha. We live by shulchan aruch. Somebody asks you a shaila. What's more chomer of an avera, sinas chino, or gil arayis? You don't have to think to give an answer. So how could it be? Vos meitis bechlau. And Taka, many of the Achronim say that's why the Gemara uses the Lashon. The Gemara doesn't use the Lashon Chamura. You have sugyas like this in Shas, where the Gemara says Shkula, not Chamura. And Shkula could mean a different pshat. You find by Tzitzis such a thing also, right? Tzitzis could be Shokol Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Shokol Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. What does that mean? There are mitzvahs that are much more Chamur than Tzitzis. In Bibchinas Halacha, there are mitzvahs that are much more chametzes. But there's some concept of shokol, right? So here it's a mugdil. There's a Gemara in Erechin that says about Lashon Hara is magdil avoyna is yoyser migilarayas shvichas domim in avodah zarah. The Gemara in Erechin, Chofetz Chaim brings down Keseder. The Gemara says in Erechin, in fact, we brought down once that would be the Hezbollah explanation why Asan Yoyshofot. Asan Yoyshofot never got rid of the Nechash and Nechoshes. The Gemara in Chul says they let it stay, even though Klal Yisrael were a shtickle Oisik and Avodah Zarah with the Nechash and Nechoshes. And the Gemara says in Chul, Mokom Inichuvi, Bo Asav Yoyshofot Ubiya Ukol Avodah Zarah, but the Nechash and Nechoshes not. Till Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, he came, he destroyed it. Mokom Inichu. Mitzvah statement has over. I talk. There's a whole tumult in the poskim of Bira Avodah Zarah, it's not for Tisha B'Av. Who the Chash L'Chashis belong to, in Edom Oysa Dorosh. It's a fascinating Avodah Zarah sugya. But the question is, what's Pshat? So one of the Mahalchim to understand, is Avada Klaisor worshipping the Nechash and Nechoshes Eli Ato. It was a Srach. So therefore, The Gemara says, "V'chi nochosh meimis and nochosh mechaya." El kolz man shol yimistaklim klapei. When they looked at the snake, they did tshuva. Tshuva on what chet? And the chas tochoshes came from lashon hara. So Mimela, the Asan Yeshafat were hesitant to destroy it. To destroy something which is a shmira from something which is Magdal Avoyna, is Keneged Gil Arayi Shechazdom Avodizah. Oh, but the Gemara there in Erechim says, what's the best Eitzah for Lashon Hara? Im Talmud Chochem Hu Ein Etzorach. Torah is the best protection. That didn't know Tumah v'Tahara. He brought Torah to everybody. Just told somebody this recently. A rabbi came to me. He said, the first one, he says, it's fascinating. Since Moshe Rabbeinu, the first one that thought of educating girls is Sarah Shneer. So I told him, I have to defer. So Mamela, they had a protection for Lashon Hara, then he was able to get rid of the Nachash HaNachash. He was able to destroy the Nachash HaNachash. They had a protection. They had a different protection. He was able to destroy it.
But how do we understand Bechlal, the concept that this is Shkula? That it's Shkula more
than Gil Arayi Shechazdom and Avodah Zarah. How do we even understand that? Good, it's not Chomer. How do we understand that? And look what it did. Look at the Chum that it did. The Gedolei Olam understood that Sinas Chinam, Biush, Bifrat, Biush of another Jew, is something that you can't build anything with it. You can't build. Bchatzko Levenstein, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, he was the Mir Mashgiach. He immigrated to Eretz Yisrael in 48, in Tov Shintes. And he was a Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael several places, in Mir Taka, and in Petach Tikva. He had several positions. Part of it, he had several positions. What the Welt doesn't know is that when he was Mashgiach in Mir by Blazi Yudel, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, they wanted him to do his old Chadash Shemenu Kekedem, to give Shmuzin in the yeshiva. He never gave shmuzim in Mir Yerushalayim. Didn't give shmuzim. Mashkiach didn't give shmuzim. He via mol once in a while would give a shmuz in his apartment, not in the yeshiva. My high. What is that? Because by the time he came to Yerushalayim, there was a younger man. With the fact that there was a vacuum in the mashkiach, there was a younger man in the Mir Yerushalayim that was giving shmuzim. And he felt, so they told, they knew Abchatzka was going to be mocked. They said, no, he's going to keep on giving. Just you also. No. Can't be that there should even be a competition. This is Abchatzka Levenstein with a younger man. Can't be that she even be a competition. He refused to give shmuzim. His apartment was far away from the yeshiva there. He felt comfortable. He gave, people went. It wasn't, that's Abchatzka Levenstein. The Briskerov, during World War I, the whole Brisk community, Kiyadua, was like a ghost town. And one of the catastrophes from losing a lot of the Cheshuvayam during World War I was the Kashrus. The Kashrus sunk all the way down. And there were like 7-8 Shoichtim that were doing Shechitas outside of the, you know, union of the Kihila. And it was Shreklach. So they made a meeting by the Briskerov's house to perfect the kashrus of Brisk during World War I. You think it's a chiddush, right? Brisk needs a... Yeah, during World War I, they needed chizuk for that. So basically, they were looking to renew the kashrus. They noticed that somebody came, one of the sheikhtim, the hoodlum sheikh. There was a sheikh to have the meeting if he's... So they went over to him. They went over to the sheikh. They said, Anshuldix, you know why we're here. You know why you don't belong here. So, Bevakasha, leave. He said, I'm not leaving. He said, Chazal say, kol ma sheyoyim elecha, balabayis say chutz mitzei. Even if the briskerov would tell me to leave, I don't have to leave. But for him, he's the balabas, I'll leave. If the briskerov says I should leave. But if the briskerov doesn't tell me to leave, I'm not leaving. They went to briskerov, they said, what should we do? Can't go on the stuff. We can't do anything. The end is the guy left. On his own, he decided to leave. And they had the meeting. But the meeting was going to be canceled. The briskerov said, Mekenish boyin kashrus of Birish. Birish is chum. Birish was the chum beis hamikdash. Bar Kamsa was also nishkin satskala. As we see from the end. Kinsatskala is an itgiven. We wouldn't want his shechita in brisk either. But the briskerov says, you can't build with Birish. Kenish boyin. You can't build something with Birish. But how is it, how do we understand that this is shkula more than gila raish v'chazor? How do we begin to understand such a thing? So, Lagabi, Reb Zecharia ben Afkulis, it was nis'or to me last year that you probably have to put together the Medrash and Eicher Abasi together with the Gemara and Gittin Nunvav. And if you put them together, you could maybe understand. And that is that Zecharia, according to the Medrash Eicher Abasi, let me get it's the beginning of Eicher, because the Medrash and Eicher also brings the Maisa from Kamsa about Kamsa. The Maisa, the Gemara and Gittin. There are Shinuyim Kalim, there are slight changes. But the Maisa is brought over there. And the Medrash says like this, V'hoyo shom Reb Zecharia ben Afkulis. The Medrash Eicher Rabba says that Zecharia ben Afkulis was by that party also. He was by the Suda. V'hoyo biyodoi limchois v'loi micho. Then Zok to Gemara, Om Rab Yosi and the Senusoi shom, by us it's Rabbi Yochanan, the Medrash Rabba it's Rav Yosi, and the Senusoi shom Zecharia ben Afkulis sofas Eicher. So at least according to this Medrash, we have a better understanding, we can understand a little better, that Reb Zecharia had an achrayas. It wasn't stam now. He had an achrayas, because Volter Moichig, if he would have been Moich at the beginning, then this wouldn't have been now. So when Bar Kamsa came now to the Beis HaMikdash, with the Korban, he was still an achroi from then. If he would have, he would have mitigated it. But it still goes back to the Loi Micha by the Suda. Goes back to there. So the question is, Vos Sinas Chinam? Why Sinas Chinam? I want to explain to you the Hezbra. And this will also maybe give us a new gedank in Kamsa Bar Kamsa. What's the shachas between these two people? That from the Sugya Hashas, the whole thing is these two people. Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Even after the Maral's Knesh that we've mentioned in the past, the Maral says Kamsa's fault was that, the way the Maral understands, is that the Ganze Chavashav was just like you have two people that don't necessarily like each other, but they get together just against somebody else. Midian and Moyov. Yeah? They get together. So the Maral Meprag learns that the Yachas between Kamsa and Ahu Gavra was Nor Fayena Bar Kamsa. So it was a click. Says Dr. Maral. That's what the Maral understands. But the Marshal says even a bigger Chiddush. The Marshal says that Kamsa and Bar Kamsa was a father and son. So in other words, his best friend was the father, his enemy was the son. Stamapella. As he's up to my show.
So I want to share with you a statement of Chofetz Chaim, when the Chofetz Chaim talks about Sinas Chinam, and bring it here to our thing. The Chofetz Chaim is found in Avos Yisrael. He says like this, V'kasher nizboinen heitev, V'namik lachko toitzois ha'ovoin azeh, He says, Sinas chinam. It's not just a chet.
Avada is a chet. My sister is a chicha buvavech, or avatach kamoich, or avada.
He says, if you're ma'ayin, and you're ma'imik lachko, b'toitzoi sa'ovoy nazeh, nireh sha'odom mamshich, this is the Roshan for Chofetz Chaim, ha'odom mamshich al yidei ovoy zeh, ruach tumeh al atzmeh. He makes himself into a tummy person. And then he goes on like this. Listen to Chofetz Chaim.
Chofetz Chaim says this in many places, the Yesoid, that when you do an Avera, Savada Avera is merachik you from Hashem. When you do a mitzvah is makarov you to Rabbeinu Shlomo. But there's a specific mila on that Aver that you're makayim the mitzvah with. So when somebody wears tefillin, besides for the mila they have, wear tefillin, the hand has a mila. That hand is miskadish. You do chesed. Yen a hand. Those hands that for some geton chesed. When Kiyadu and Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky was sick and they had to help him to the Beis Medrash, he didn't like to be helped. He wanted to walk independently. But the only person he allowed them, that he allowed to help him, was the guy who took care of the Gemach. He said, "Di hand, Yidei Chesed, I want to have a connection to. I want to hold those hands." This is Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, who at the end, all the stalkers went through Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. I mean, whenever you got an envelope, so given Duch Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, all the stalkers went through, many, many stalkers went through Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. When he got older, the last year of his life, he wasn't able to go anymore to the post. He used to go and mail it. So he got a Talmud of his to go to the bank, to go to the post office, I'm shikyo, and get stamps. And the Talmud went, got stamps, and the Pachatzko went back and he started, you know, stamping all the envelopes. And then he gave it back to his Talmud, went back to the bank. After 2-3 weeks of the Talmud doing this, the Talmud was hero oiz benafsha. He said, "Rabbeinu Agadol, why do I have to be a monkey in the middle? Just give me the envelopes. I'll go, I'll take care of it. We don't need to, all this running around. And I'll save you the..." So Pachatzko looks at me, tells him, "This is my lev. My life is to do chesed. And as long as my feet were able to carry me to the post office, that was my life. Yet tefis albatanish, my feet don't work. But the hand albatanachals, my hands work. I want my fingers to do chesed. I want to put on the stamps on the envelopes." So the Chofetz Chaim says that when you do a mitzvah, that mitzvah does tremendous things. And when you do an avera, your mom shechuch tumah al atzma. He says, "Memela, al yidei kiyum kol hamitzvahs niskadish gufay shel adam. Kimoi l'man tizkru v'asisem v'yisem kedoshim. Ulehepach, al yidei asiyas averis, nimsheches ruach tumah alois ha'ever." You become tumah. But that ever, v'chein omu chazal ho'ilom al yashmi adam lo'oz le'dvorim b'teilim, m'pnei sheheim nichvim t'chila. They get burnt, literally. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, v'chein kol eiver ve'eiver, shenasa al yidei al yodo yeza aveiro, nimsheches ruach tumah alois ha'eiver. V'matzinu zeh b'kol eivor ha'odom v'ein kam b'kol mila harach. Nochtam zokta, v'hinei. Those of you that have experience in Kotshim, you know there's something called eiver shan shomot luyavoy. Eiver shan shomot luyavoy is an eiver that the whole body needs. The heart, the liver. Eiver shakol an shomot, the head.
Zokta heilike Chofetz Chaim. Ma godu chesorin.
If you don't have a heart, you're dead. There's even a shayla in the preskin when they do a bypass surgery. What's the status of the person getting the bypass surgery? Then they disconnect the heart. The tzitz eliezot, how long it's shuvah of them? There were those chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh that they would give their wife another kiddushin after the surgery. Can you imagine?
The Rambam calls somebody without a nitala lev is an avela. Now's not the time. It's Tisha B'Av. I'm not going to explain why most clients will not know it like that. But the bottom line is, after Chofetz Chaim, Vim Kain, Al Yidei Ya'ovo In Hamar Azeh Shal Sinas Chinom She'ikro Toli B'Lev Mamshich Al Liboy Ruach Atume V'Kivon Shehu Ikir Ha'odom Nimsheches Ruach Tume Al Kol Leivolei Odom. You lose your whole essence of humanity. You lose who you are.
Because this is a mitzvah which... So it's not a question, how big of an aveira is it? Is it Yesh Pei Misas Bezdin? Is there Malkus? It destroys you. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Destroys you. And the destruction, the Bach, in Ilchus Birch Satura, the Bach explains that when we were Barach B'Tara Tchila, it wasn't the Birch Satura only, he says we lost the Cheshiva Satara like the Ran says. He says, and then we became what he calls the Bach, completely Arzios. We became earthly. There was nothing to have a Beis HaMikdash for. We lost humanity. We lost the Maila of what we're supposed to be. If you take a human being and you devoid all the spirituality from them, right? There's nothing there. I've been dealing the last couple of days with several end-of-life shaylos. And the difference, the stark contrast between Torah Dikah people, when you have one family, you have a blended family with one member of the family is Hashem B'Shabbos and the other member of the family is not Hashem B'Shabbos. The difference in the you might see Oyla Macher. I have a lady in the hospital, she's 95 years old. She's not running a marathon. She's holding, you know. But Lamaisa, she's alive. She has a son who's not religious, who lives wherever he lives, but she's had dementia for years already. By then, once a person has dementia, they're old, they're worth nothing. Nothing. Just a. So the son who lives Dalton, he hasn't seen his mother in 2 years. The mother is staying by a son who lives here. It's a Shema Torah mitzvah. But all of a sudden, so they've been asking me the shaylos, the treating and what to do, and he's in the hell. All of a sudden, he wakes up. He calls me, Rabbi, it's not right to treat her now. So no, he woke up from the grave. He didn't hear about his mother for 2 years. Now he woke up, she shouldn't be treated. He woke up to say she shouldn't be treated. And Mamish, I was crying. I was crying at Nebuchadnezzar, a Jew without Torah. Didn't see his mother in 2 years, wakes up to call a rabbi who his other brother is conferring with to say not to treat his mother. That's his... B'shloimeh, if you'd be by his mother every day, you could argue and say, well, maybe he really cares about her and he feels she's... And he's from Gornish. I'll say, who woke you up? You're the one who's dead. You're amazed. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Rabbi Yisai, what shaykh to say that this Ahu Gavra had a friend, a very dear friend named Kamsa, and an unbelievable enemy, Bar Kamsa? Zokta Marasho, it was a father and son. I'm asking you, Rabbi Yisai, how is that possible? How is it possible? All the Svarim HaKadoshim say that if we have Avos Yisrael, then the Eibishter loves us. Because if you love it, that's the way everybody is. You tell me something nice about my children, you tell me something nice about my wife, you tell me something, then I love you. Everybody understands that. It's like Aleph Beis. The Pshat is, like Reb Moshe Zatzal says, and the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Lo Yisachnifu Es Ha'oretz, by the Ritzich, it says Lo Yisachnifu Es Ha'oretz, that if you become completely devoid of spirituality, your whole life is all just about how you get things. There's nothing sacred. So this Ahu Gavra was a Gresa Gevir. Over here the Gemara in Gittin only calls him Ahu Gavra. But the Medrash Rabban Eicha says he was a big gevir, and there was what to be gotten from him. So the Kamsa decided, who cares what he holds of my son? Who cares that he hates my son? Who cares that he'll throw my son out for Rabban and be Mavayishim? Ich hab was zu kriegen von him. I have what to get from him. Hab mir verloren die ganze Zugas Odom. Even what we call the Tor Mishpachti, the familiar, even the feeling, father and son, even that was missing. That's the Magdal Avonis, that's Shkulos Sinas Chinom, for Sidos to Amensh. And the Kamsa by Kamsa, if you take a step back and you learn like the Marshal that this was father and son, you realize how far it went that they lost the Tzuvos Adam. They lost the Tzuvos Adam b'chal. That I'm going to go and butter up the guy who hates my son? Because he's a gevir. That itself was the spitz dag of Sinas Chinam. In the Toichacha, when we go to the lowest of the low, Yidei Noshim Achmoni is Bishlu Yaldeh. That's when you lose humanity. When that's not there, when there's no Rachmonus, Mi'av Leben, that means there's no humanity. And that's all like the Chofetz Chaim says. That's what Sinas Chinam does. And that's why the Rabbeinu B'chaya says in the Karakemach the same thing. He says when somebody does is Oisik and Sinas Chinam, there's no bottom what becomes to the person. Becomes completely Mekukol. There's nothing left. And this is what we have to be Mechazik to be Mischabezach Einen Tzim Tzveiten Ka'achim Mamesh Tarachayim Kodesh says, why does it say Neisisnes Achicha Bulvavech? Why is it called Achicha? Sometimes the Torah uses Lashon Achicha, sometimes it uses Lashon Reyecha. Arachayim HaKadosh says, what's the sheer sinner? We know for Eidus, if you didn't talk to him for a couple of days, Shloish Yomim, what's the sheer that you call the Sinai? Zok to Arachayim HaKadosh. The reason why the Torah said Neisisnes Achicha is because the Torah is telling you, if you're not mamish on the level of avas achim, that's already sinna. The bar is achicha. Azay zok Torah Chaim HaKadosh. The bar is achicha. So if there's other guy, you go, yeah, I'm not really, I don't hate him. Zok nishkin Torah. Don't go into the sugi bi and what, how much you love him or hate him. The bar is achicha. Azay zok Torah Chaim HaKadosh. That's why the Torah says, L'sisnes achicha. That's the shir. The shir is, how close of a brother do you feel to him? And if we take this approach, we can open up our doors to many, many more yidin that we're not holding where we should be holding.